world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs. You need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am certified in holistic nutrition. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. So summer's heating up, it's getting hot out there, and two hobbits were seen trying to get rid of a ring. It's been that hot. So today we're talking about heat stroke. And heat stroke is actually a really serious condition. Around 600 people die a year from complications due to heat stroke. Now you can know that you're getting close to getting heat stroke when you experience symptoms of heat exhaustion. Symptoms of heat exhaustion are things like muscle cramps, dizziness, mild confusion, fast heart rate or breathing, headache, irritability, extreme thirst, nausea, vomiting, pale skin, heavy sweating, fainting. And these can be signs that heat stroke is getting close. If you start to experience these things, get into a shaded area, stay hydrated, get into air conditioning if you can, spray water on yourself, just cool yourself down and take it easy until you start to feel better. Now, it's typically recommended that you drink more than just water because when you're sweating out more than just water. You're sweating out 60 minerals that are in your body also. And so people not really realizing that there's 60 minerals being sweat out, they think you're just sweating out sodium and potassium, so they recommend sports drinks like Gatorade, but these and other electrolytes. But these are rather deficient because they are only contain 2 to 6 nutrients, where you're actually sweating out 60 some minerals. And this is one of the reasons why Dr. Wallach and NBA All-Star Theo Ratliff, both of them worked together to come up with the sports drink called Rebound, which has 100 nutrients in it, and that is to help keep you in the game playing. So once you progress past heat exhaustion symptoms, then you move into heat stroke symptoms. These can be symptoms, your body temperature is over 103 or 104. You have irrational behavior, hallucinations, confusion, rapid shallow breathing, rapid weak pulse, you can have seizures, you could lose consciousness, you stop sweating and your skin becomes dry. And people who are extra risk of getting heat stroke are typically the very young people and the very old people, 65 and older. These are the most susceptible to heat strokes. This can come on by exertion in hot weather, working in fields, tilling garden, playing sports, construction can lead to heat strokes. Exposure to hot weather going from one extreme to the other, hot or cold, can increase the risk of heat stroke. Medications such as medications for blood pressure like beta blockers, eczema, antidepressants, and other things can increase the chances of heat stroke. Health conditions that you might have can increase your risk of a heat stroke. If you have any of the signs of heat stroke, you just don't want to mess with it. You want to call 911 and get help because, as I said before, people can die from this. And a delay in treatment can lead to a condition called rhabdomyolysis, which is a rapid breakdown, destruction, and death of muscle tissue. And this can happen in times of extreme heat, causing muscle cramps and weakness. And then this sudden breakdown of proteins and electrolytes suddenly flooding your body from ruptured muscle cells can damage your kidneys and trigger seizures and irregular heart rhythms. So if somebody around you is experiencing signs of heat stroke, things you can do until emergency services arrive is get the person into a shaded area, apply cool wet cloths over their skin, put a fan over them to get the air moving over the body, apply ice packs to hot spots like armpits, neck, head, groin. If you can, get them into a tub of water or a shower to help cool them down fast. Now, when I say you want to stay hydrated, you don't want to get hydrated by alcohol or caffeinated drinks, because this can make the problem worse. Some things you can do to try to prevent heat exhaustion or heat stroke is wear light clothing, light colored, as well as thickness of material. It's interesting. I learned this back in elementary school that when I was outside on the playground and I was wearing a black shirt, it was a lot hotter than when I was wearing a white shirt. Wear a hat. Keeping the sun off of your head and your shoulders is going to be helpful with a wide brim hat, possibly. I actually, there's a special type of hat that I recently got off of Amazon sells it on eBay. It's the company's called Mission, and it's a special evaporative cooling hat. And what you do is you run it underwater and wring it out, wave it in the air, then put it on your head. And it's supposed to be around 20 degrees cooler than if you weren't to do that. So when water evaporates, it helps to cool you. So I think it kind of helps. I can't really tell extreme amount of difference. It does seem to be a little bit cooler. I actually learned about this hat from this special evaporative material that the company Frog Togs makes. They make like a special towel for like sports people, and this towel is an evaporative cooling towel. So when you have it over your shoulders, it helps cool you down. That's where I first learned about that. I'm like, well, carrying a towel around isn't as near as convenient as it is to have a cooling hat on. So keep yourself cool and hydrated, and we'll see you next time.
To see the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes. And you can see all of the Youngevity products by clicking on the store tab.
The Freedom From Pharmacy podcast is owned by EasyWay LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 4759.10i.